It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right. How's that?
That's a lot better, man.
Well, at least you get a second chance, you know.
There you go.
Well, good morning, everybody. And I'm not Tim Hughes either. But it's certainly great to be here. Tim is in Florida at a fight, and hopefully we hear from him, you know, at some point in the week. This is exciting for me. I'm over in the other chair now.
The host and, chair.
You know, I'm looking at both these controls, and they're both identical, but for some reason, you know, I'm sitting facing the other way now or something. I don't know. But if you're just tuning in to KSL, this is the KSL Outdoor Radio Show, if you hadn't already guessed. And be prepared. You're getting ready for a phenomenal sunrise this morning. So you might want to take a peek. It's not quite there yet, but getting there. So from our vantage point, I would say probably maybe 20 minutes from now, you'll have an awesome sunrise. Well, it's good to be in there. We have a great show planned this morning. Tim and I worked on this earlier in the week. We've got Hunting Divas. Donnell Johnson is going to join us with a great story from the backcountry from about 2 weeks ago when she had quite a big crew in on, and she's going to talk about the wilderness area they were in. I'm not familiar with it.
Sure.
I'm not a Colorado aficionado.
You're not a Coloradan. I don't know. I was going to make up a word, but those two words are both complicated enough to combine them. It's just a disaster.
I had to practice all night pronouncing that word, aficionado. But hey, in the control room, of course, we've got Matt Gilalian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, you know, I'm a little nervous with this, but not too much. It's not like it's the first time in the studio for me. So
I was going to say, this clearly isn't your first time in the studio, but I was wondering if this is your first time semi-hosting the show or not. This is brave new territory for me.
Pretty much by myself, but I'm not really not. I've got you there.
Sure.
And you're a lot of help to me. I appreciate you helping me out with this. But I'm trying to think back. It's been years and years since Tim overslept or Tim didn't make it in or something. We've kind of, through the years, there's been times when there's been two of us here kind of winging it. But this is the first time for us. We'll see how we can do. Shouldn't be too hard. We've got some great stuff coming up. Also, we talked to Mickey Navadomskis. That's a familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
So Mickey and his crew are headed to Yellowstone. But when you say Yellowstone, you think about, they're going to be there with the bison and the fountains and all that stuff. But no, they're going into the Yellowstone backcountry.
Okay.
The southeast corner. There's two areas back there that people go to primarily, and they're going to the one that I know nothing about. I'm familiar with the thoroughfare that a lot of my clients go to, a very remote area in Wyoming, probably one of the most remote areas in Wyoming. They talk to me about getting to their camp takes 2 days on horseback. And so that's quite a ways in, and and that's puts them, you know, quite in the middle. But that's not where Mickey's going to. He's going to another area, and I don't have the name of the lake offhand, but he's going to clue us all in.
Is he like his dad, where everything's undisclosed until after he leaves?
Yeah. Kind of.
Everything's like a secret spot until he's done with it?
This probably is not that way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he does. They kind of try to keep people from showing up the same day they're there.
Sure. Like, I get it. Like, I've known a lot of fishermen who don't like to give up their spots. So, I get that. I was just curious if he was willing to divulge that information or not.
We've had this is a good story. We got a minute or two here, don't we?
Yeah, we got time.
Charlie Jennings, good friend and listener sure. of the show. And I'm probably going to tell this wrong, but I'm sure he'll correct me. A friend of his took a picture of I'm not going to tell you the company, but he took a picture of his product in a certain area in the Uintas.
Okay.
And then he talked to Charlie about how good the fishing was and everything. He says, "But I'm not going to tell you where it's at." So
don't want you to ruin it.
Charlie sent the picture. Now it did not show that much behind him.
Sure. Okay.
He sent the picture to Cordell Anderson.
And Cordell knows
Cordell
every
got back
inch
and
of...
told him where it was at. So we can narrow these things down one way or another. You
That's
know?
Great. Like, I know Cordell is like a huge fan of the Uintas, and he's been all over the place. But that's super cool that the guy can just look at a picture and be like, oh, yeah, I know where that is.
You know, Cordell still has his online book out there. And if you love the Uintas or you want to learn about the Uintas, if you're new to Utah and want to learn all the good places to hike in the Uintas or to car camp, you got to get his electronic book. You can go to CordellAnderson.com. Even if you spell it wrong, it still goes to his website. And you can buy it and have it downloaded. It was somewhere around $15. I think that's where it's at now.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter because the price is so low that who cares?
Yeah.
You can buy it and download it, and it's set up so you don't need to print it out except certain pages when you're going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
He's got maps in there. He's got pictures galore. He's a great photographer, and, it's a great book.
Sure.
He's put the last 20 years into that book.
Which, that's a fair amount of time to spend on any one book.
There's some fun stuff in there. He's KSL Outdoors is mentioned quite a bit, and Sky Calls involved in there because he carried a Sky Call satellite phone the whole time. And so he called into the show a lot, too.
Yeah.
And so it's a great book.
That's cool. And then Hunting Divas, Mickey, we got Faith Jolly from
right,
the
talking
Division
about
Wildlife.
Rattlesnakes. That's always a lively topic.
Yeah, in theory, and then, after that.
Then
Mickey
we're hoping
be
that Mickey calls calling. Live. The guys came by and got a sat phone, so
yeah.
We're hoping that.
If not, you get to hear us ramble a little bit more. That'll be good.
We got lots of backup material here. We could go 2 hours on the national parks, that article. That
right, I was going to say, I've got
it's a great article.
I was going to say, if we can't even burn through that entire national parks article, I got a great poop story to share.
Poop stories are good.
There we go.
All right.
And then after that, we got Jessica Miller from Park City, and then Roger Eggett will be wrapping up the show.
We got a full card for this fight.
Yeah. So don't you guys worry. We got plenty of material.
Yeah, stick around. We'll be right back.
Yeah. See you guys on the other side.
We've got waiting for us to pick up the phone on probably our most two devoted listeners.
That's probably fair to say.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I know that we've got a lot of others out there that never call in, but these guys are pretty dedicated. First, let's go to James in Texas. Say good morning to, you ready?
Yeah.
A duet. James!
Well, good morning, Matt and Rush. You did a great job.
You sound good this morning, James.
Well, I'm feeling a little better.
I'm glad
doing
to hear.
What I can to where I can't do everything to get my position and all that, but I'm doing what I can, to regain my muscles that were almost withered.
Atrophy.
Due to nurses saying stay in that bed or you're a fall risk and all that. At least now I don't have to press the call button, ask permission to go 3 feet to the bathroom, and that's a mighty big blessing to where I can get up, do that, walk around.
Well, that's good to hear.
Living the dream.
To where my wildlife is a big chore of feeding two little kittens, but I can tell you that's a joy compared to being stuck in a stale hospital room.
Just about anything is. Yeah.
And it's just good to be out, and it does a lot for my morale. And anyhow, that kind of leads into my question or comment. I was reading the news about Utah Division of Wildlife Services getting a canine dog to try to help with poachers. And you and I have discussed that issue before, mm-hmm. but not so much with a canine unit. And I thought that's a pretty unique thing, and I guess they have at least two canines that are working not only
good
for poachers, but like stranded hikers and things. And I just don't have a question. I just want to say that's a great thing and just wanted to get your input on it.
Well, in jest, I'm going to say that probably the most important reason for the dogs is to keep the officer company while he's driving around the backcountry. But having worked dogs and worked with people who know dogs quite well, the dogs are so multifaceted. They could be trained to do just about anything, and depending on the breed. But, this has got to be good for tracking and everything else. And
I was wondering, James, do you know offhand anything about the dog, like what kind of dog it is?
Yeah, it's a chocolate Labrador Retriever.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. And all that. So, anyhow, luckily you asked me a question I know and all that. And ever getting out of the hospital, I've called a couple relatives by the wrong name and all that. When you're stuck in there, you know, you just don't have the activity and
right.
all that. I'm not trying
right.
to digress and all that. But
no, but you called the right place. We know your name, and we try to ask you questions and make you look good, James.
Yeah, and I try to ask questions to make you look good. And
appreciate
also
that.
Utah relevant, too. So that's the name of the game.
But we'll stay tuned on that dog thing. Hopefully we can pull up an article somewhere in the future and talk some more about the value in that. I mean, that is a no-brainer to put dogs with the Rangers out there.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot and have a good
All right, James.
Guys.
Thanks,
James.
Well, next up to bat, Cordell Anderson. Good morning, Cordell.
Good morning, Russ.
It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear you in charge today, too. That's great.
I'm not in charge of anything, Cordell. So,
you're doing great so far.
I'd like to ask you, how is the book sales going?
Well, it's not like I, of course, dreamed that it would be.
Right.
I'm hoping, of course, that everybody and their dog, you know, since you mentioned dogs, would want the book. I hope it picks up some now that the Uintas have thawed out.
Yeah. Yeah, and if those of you that don't know.
It is a book that I appreciate you giving a plug for me this morning. That will help. I was just thinking maybe I'll have to call in the second hour of the show, too, when other people wake up and start listening. But, it is a book. I really believe in what I've put together, that it can save lives, that it can make everybody's experience in the UN so much more enjoyable by knowing, by having information and knowing the
right.
stories and the legends and the history and all that.
Right.
It's just something that I believe, like I say, will save lives.
Yeah.
I hope everybody will take advantage of this lifetime of effort, actually. That's what it is.
Cordell, I had a great experience with your book last week. Prior to last, let's see, it must have been just early in the week. Had a brand new client come in and sit down to check out a phone, and I said, and she's from Texas, and I said, how did you find me? She said, I bought this book online from Cordell Anderson. I said, awesome. You know, I mean, it works, Cordell. And she's gone through the area on your book, and I want to say Newcastle Lakes. I think that was it. No, Red Castle. I'm sorry, I said Newcastle. Red Castle.
It's just definitely not White Castle.
No, it's not White Castle.
For sure.
That's where you get a burger.
Yeah.
She says she says I'm so excited to be here and be hiking in the Uintas. I dreamed about it for a long time and studied it, and then I got Cordell's book, and that really makes it clear to me. It also, she said, also made me, it made it clear that I needed to pick up a phone just for my own safety. And I said, you'll never use it for yourself. It'll always be for somebody else because you're already well prepared, you know. And so anyway, good experience, Cordell.
Yeah, well, that's great. I appreciate you, your help, and not just with the book, but, hey, over all these years, my relationship with you has been a lifesaver. I have received a lot of nice comments from people. One actually told me that I saved his life.
There you go.
Which I guess if it's not only, if it's only that, that was worth the whole effort of putting the book together. I called this morning mainly just to make sure everybody knew that the UNs are open. We were expecting it to even be as bad as 2011, but maybe it's not quite that bad. All the trailheads are accessible now. People will be going through snow in the high country.
Right.
But the Grandview Trailhead was one of the last to be accessible, but it there are people streaming in there now and on day hikes and on backpacks, and so I just thought I'd make sure everybody knew.
All right. Thanks for calling in this morning, Cordell.
They will have to go through some snow, okay?
All right. Tell us where they can get your book real quick here.
Well, just go to my website,
CordellMAnderson.com,
and there will be a thing to pop up, to give people an opportunity to learn more and to get the book. The price is now at $19.95, which I think is still a steal.
Still a bargain.
With 1,600 color.
Okay.
All the topographical maps, everything that they need.
All right, Cordell.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
All right, we'll be right back. Up next, we have an interview with the Hunting Divas, so stay tuned.